You are listening to Real World News.
Saving native seeds in Uruguay. In Uruguay, environmental organization Redes Friends of the Earth, the Rural Women Network, and several other organizations are preparing the fourth National Native Seed and Family Farming Festival to be held from June the 3rd to the 5th. Marcelo Fossati, member of the coordination of the Seed Network, said over 1,000 children from rural schools and guests from Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Italy, and Ecuador will attend the event, where there will be a space to exchange native seeds, a meeting of farmers across Uruguay, and they will all celebrate genetic diversity. The University of the Republic, the National Agroecology Network, and the National Commission of Rural Development also support the initiative, said Fossati. This is the fourth edition of the main event for the exchange of experiences around agroecologic production in Uruguay, where forestry and soy monoculture plantations have occupied large extensions of land in the past 10 years with the acceptance of the authorities. The plan is to organize several meetings at the same time so that the producers get to know each other. This year, the focus is on children with a view to the future so that children become familiar with the seeds and their importance, said Fossati. He highlighted the importance of rural women in the conservation of seeds. He said, quote, "We know from many years of experience of our network that women are the ones who know how best to keep the seeds," he said. The program to save and value native seeds and food sovereignty began in 2004 with the joint participation of farmers, the School of Agronomy of the University of the Republic, and Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay. The program aims to contribute to building people's food sovereignty through valuing the native seed varieties and to promote agroecologic production through the active participation of the farming families, thus creating a critical space on genetic values and food sovereignty. It comprises 120 projects from all over the country, and it works as a network of farmers organized in areas in order to attend to and determine organizational and productive aspects of the network. Fossati pointed out that after 7 years of advocacy of the network, there has been an increase in reliance of Uruguayan agriculture and industrialized seeds and supplies, so the farmers have come to the conclusion that seeds are a key part of the whole production and of food sovereignty, so we cannot trust the corporations on something as sensitive as seed.
You are listening to Real World News.